It's 28 to 8. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Sri Lanka on top in the first test, Warwick.
Yes, Fran, I think that's a fair assessment. The much-anticipated rebirth of our test team under Michael Clarke off to a modest start when opener Shane Watson and Phil Hughes are out early at Gawler. Clarke and Ricky Ponting tried to restore things, but in the end it was old reliable Mr. Cricket himself left with the main job of helping Australia to 273. M.E.K. Hussey, last man out for 95. And on a pitch on which no batsman ever looked properly in, the wickets were shared fairly evenly among the Serendip bowlers, the fast men and the spinners, blokes with even more initials than even M.E.K. Hussey. And Fran, that performance by the Sri Lankan bowlers should give heart to the Australians, and particularly fast bowler Trent Copeland and off-spinner Nathan Lyon on debut.
And when, oh when, Warwick, will this rugby league brawl saga end? Can't we just get on with footy now? Now some of them say it was the best day of their lives.
Yeah, it's getting worse for the rugby league. Anyone hoping this glaring distraction would be finalised at the judiciary last night will be disappointed this morning, almost as disappointed as Melbourne's Adam Blair. He pleaded guilty to his part in the brawl and has been suspended for a total of 5 weeks. That means he won't ever play for the club again because he's off to West Tigers next season. But the rustle of silk around Manly's Glenn Stewart has become something far less euphonic. His original QC, Christopher Branson, decided yesterday to withdraw because he claimed he needed more time to prepare a defence. A second hastily secured QC, Alan Sullivan, the former judiciary chairman no less, then sought an adjournment so he could prepare what may or may no longer be a defence when the case resumes tonight. And of course another Manly player, Darcy Lusick, he's given the whole biff or no biff controversy more oxygen by declaring the brawl was the best day of his life. The CEO of the NRL, David Gallop, is said to be less than impressed, as it all adds to this perception that no one in rugby league has much respect for whoever it is that is supposed to be running the game these days. If ever the Independent Commission had an opportunity to plant its authority on rugby league, this would appear to be it. In soccer, Australia is looking to plant its authority on Thailand in a World Cup qualifying game in Brisbane tomorrow. The match will serve as a bit of a farewell for local lad made good Matt Mackay. After 6 years with the Brisbane Roar, including the recent premiership season, he's heading to Glasgow Rangers. But of course, as Harry Kuehl and Brett Emerton have shown, these days they not only go, but they come home too. And in China, the Australian women, the Matildas, they start their Olympic qualifying campaign tonight against North Korea. On to Australian football. Head office has released details of what it's saying is its final pay offer to the players. According to the AFL's figures, an average player will receive $1.4 million over the next 5 years. The Players Association says while this all sounds well and good, it wants to examine the offer in more detail and may not be able to meet the AFL's deadline of September the 15th. The players, of course, do have the right to look into the finer details, but they must know now they've already lost the support of the person in the street, the families who scrimp and save to buy their club memberships on a lot less than $1.4 million over 5 years. In tennis, big one this, Venus Williams has pulled out of the US Open, claiming sickness is the reason. Happily for those of the green and gold persuasion, Sam Stosur, she's made it through to the third round. Just a few moments ago, the number 9 seed completed a straight sets win over Coco Vandeweghe from the United States. Bernard Tomic and Jamila Gajdusova, they play their second round matches tomorrow. And in rowing, the sport in which Australia produced its first ever world champion, Edward Trickett, the modern world championships are underway in Bled, though like much else, the competitors have an eye to the Olympics next year. And in that regard, two more Australian boats have qualified for London 2012, the men's eight and the recently formed women's pair of Sarah Tate and Kate Hornsey, brought together after Phoebe Stanley withdrew because of heart problems. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
And we look forward to that, Warwick. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast. Up next, we're joined by refugee lawyer David Mann.